welcome to the MSL Lead Chronicles. It's a podcast on a mission in medical affairs and leadership. I'm Mary Morton, and along with my buddy, Chad Fellers, we're going to have casual talk about important topics and challenges in leadership. So whether you want to elevate or further develop as a leader, or your ambition is to transition to a leadership role, you've tuned in to the right podcast, and we are so glad you're here. Stay tuned.
Oh my word. I am so excited that day is finally here. To our colleagues and friends, welcome to MSL Lead Chronicles, where leaders learn from leaders. My name is Chad Fellers, and I am joined by my co-host, Mary Morton. And we've got so much to talk about. But first, before we do, we want to start by thanking our sponsors. Mary.
Okay. So I'm so excited. Our sponsor for today's episode. Who are we kidding? This is our first episode. We don't have any sponsors.
Well, hopefully that's coming soon, Mary. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
But I think I'm hopeful with the impact that we're able to have. It's that will come shortly. But nevertheless, that doesn't dictate our purpose here, right?
No, not at all. And
well, it is good to have you listeners with us. We are excited about the course that we're about to set. Mary and I, over the years, have had several conversations, very lengthy, quite honestly. But lots of
because that's what happens when we talk, right?
That's right. That's right. A lot of things are always discussed. It's good. We have to make sure we set aside a lot of time. I can assure you it won't be to that extent during this conversation. But one of the things that seems to bubble up in almost all of our conversations is really around leadership components, challenges that she hears from those that she engages every day in her conversations and her role. And it's something certainly that comes up in my network of MSLs and other MSL leaders. And so we thought we'd start first, again, just to reiterate why we are doing this.
All right.
Go ahead, Mary.
I'm going to jump in because, and this is going to be a question I'm going to ask every guest that we have on too. So I'm going to hit you with this, okay?
All right.
Tell us all something about you that nobody or very few people know about Chad Fellers.
Very few people know. Okay, so I grew up playing the trumpet. I was a 16-year-old, and I got to get on stage and play with the Four Tops and Temptations as we opened Euro Disney in Paris. So how about that?
That is wild. That is awesome.
It was an unreal experience. I cannot believe my parents actually let me go over there without their supervision. Got on a plane with 499 others in an all-American marching band and set sail for that. So first time I'd ever seen McDonald's actually sell a beer. So you could get a Big Mac and a beer. Obviously, that's not something that I would have done because I was underage, certainly. But got to really see some unique experiences. How about you, Mary?
Something very few people know about me?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't ready for that. This is the one that I tell people whenever they ask me this question. I subsidized my college education, not by what you're expecting, I'm going to say, but I competed in singing competitions, karaoke competitions, and they'd usually be like $100. You'd win $100 if you won that night. So karaoke competitions, or there was even this really ridiculous one here in Austin where they called it singing in the shower. And so, and it was that like,
who doesn't sing in the shower?
Exactly. So they roll this like shower, like thing to the middle of the dance floor, and you have to put on a shower cap and headphones and The trick is they don't play the music where everybody else can hear it. Only I can hear it, so I'm singing a cappella.
Love it. Do you have this recorded?
This was in like the early 90s. I'm old. You got to remember that. So no, there is no evidence of it other than the money that I made doing it. But I didn't pursue a career in music. My daughter, however, is pursuing a career in music. So I just want to give her a quick shout out, Paige Morton. She wrote our theme music. So I know a lot of podcasts get out there and they like pull something from one of those free sites. I actually paid her $100 out of my pocket. So $100 is the theme. That's what you win for music around my family.
I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get an opportunity to do this as well, too, with not, you know, the music history for me as well. I can always take an extra $100, but hey, it goes to a great cause, and Paige did an amazing job. So yes, thanks so much, Paige, for putting this together for us. It's going to be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I may or may not hit you with another question next time, or by the end of this episode, you don't know.
Oh, these are always fun. So, but I know that that's not the main reason why many of you are listening today, although you will get to learn a little bit about us as part of this journey. But we wanted to start today really first and foremost with the why. I've had people come up to me before or reach out and say, Chad, you might as well be known as the why guy, because you always want to be able to back up the things that you share, provide context. I think context is really important. So I wanted us to first just really share our why for having this podcast. So if I could sum it up, I would just say leadership is an awesome responsibility with very little training. The training that's received is really more focused on operational components of the role, the expected output of the role, but that leaves a significant gap on development of things such as soft skills and other areas that are crucial to maximize the impact of our teams. And really what I've learned, and Mary, I think you'll agree, this issue is not just for those aspiring for leadership. It even is a consistent theme with those that have been tenured in this type of role for years. And so with that, what we wanted to do and what we firmly believe is leaders learn from leaders. And we wanted to facilitate conversations to be able to do just that, to learn from one another, to grow together so we can maximize the impact that we can make on the individuals of our team and the success that comes with it. That's one. And the second is it really, for me personally, I wrote, Mary, I don't know if you knew this, the alignment with this, late last fall, I'm towards the back half, starting the back half of my career. I know that's a shock, even though with all the gray/white hair. But I think one of the things as healthcare providers is we are desperate to make impact. And so I wrote a personal mission statement and I thought I would share it quickly. It's to equip individuals, teams, and organizations with strategies and tactics that elevate medical affairs within a pharmaceutical company. And so now when I go back to that, that's exactly what we are trying to do as part of this as well too. So that makes me doubly excited, if that phrase makes sense or not. So really eager to get into this. Mary, why don't you share a little bit from your perspective as well too? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know, I consider myself a bit of a lifelong learner. One of my favorite things about doing what I do is I get to talk to leaders all the time. You know, if it's if I'm trying to recruit them for a position I'm working on, or I'm working to help them fill out their team, I do not throw away the chance to pick their brains. And you know, I'm very fortunate to have an amazing team without a lot of conflict. So I'm usually not having to deal with like conflict resolution, but I'm always looking for ways to better motivate or equip these guys for success. But I want to continue to keep them challenged. I don't want them to get bored, and I want them to continue to love what they do. So that's selfishly a little bit of the reason I want to be involved in this. But you know, I'm also a big proponent of training, and seeing people being able to get the best out of themselves as well as their teams. So you know, to one of the things that you said, you know, is this is not just for people who are just starting out as a leader, but for people who've been at it for a while, because the workforce is multi-generational now. And I think every time a new generation is entering the workforce, we've got to learn how to best offer them what they need. So that's definitely a big part of it for me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think communication style is going to be essential. And as we, the generational shift of responsibility, we have to be able to adapt to different conversations. People receive information differently, et cetera. All of these things that we just mentioned, I had no clue when I got into leadership roles. As you know, Mary, I'll share with the rest of our listeners. I've been practicing pharmacy in some form or fashion for 20 plus years. 6 months into my career, I was actually put in a leadership position. And I'm very intentional to say being put in a leadership position. It really took me several years to really learn how to be a leader. I think one of the biggest things and biggest charges that we have as leaders is to develop other leaders. And so, how do we do that effectively if we don't have the tools? And so hopefully the goal of this certainly is for each of us to walk away with some type of tool, whether it's a thought-provoking question, or even just something that you can put into practice. It also helps me, in case any of my team is listening, it's an accountability perspective as well too. So,
That's a great point. A great point.
Really excited. So, okay, enough about kind of the some of this information. I
Yeah,
think
lay it out. Tell everybody how this is all going to go down.
I think it's essential. So this is going to be a unique format. At least that is our intent in setting up what we do. There's some other great podcasts that are out there. That have tons of information in the midst of conversations, these extended conversations. We will certainly get into that with guests, et cetera. But what I want more than anything, I know time is precious. And so here is the format that we're going to do. The key of this is we are going to upfront give you the takeaways, the nuggets that you can expect throughout the discussion, to set the stage. So if you only have 5 minutes to listen to something and you want to take something with you, you can be sure to know that the first part of the conversation will be focused just on that, and we can dig into it a little bit later. After we dig into it, we'll summarize the key takeaways for you. So that's really the structure of this. We want it to be very practical. It's very casual as well too. It's just us having conversations like we do on the phone, but we're inviting you in to this and really think it will be a benefit to all. A lot of this is going to be focused and driven by you. And so I'm really excited about getting going here and really digging in and diving into these topics.
Absolutely. And you know, just to kind of dog pile on what Chad was saying, we're doing this, all of this for you listeners out there. So since we are doing it for you, the best way for you to benefit is if we hear from you. So, you know, send a DM, is that what they call it on LinkedIn? An in-mail, whatever. Through LinkedIn to chat or to me or directly to the MSLE Chronicles page with any ideas, or I wish you guys would have gotten deeper into this, so that we can continue to improve and provide to you the things that that you feel like you need. So for next week or for the next time, we have a good one for you. I sound like Steve Harvey on Family Feud. We got a good one for you today. but we'll be talking about the transition from individual contributor to leader. And it's not meant to be about how do I obtain that job? It's about, I'm in this role, now what? And that can be kind of tricky sometimes, right, Chad?
There is no doubt about it. For many of the reasons that we've already kind of alluded to, oftentimes, certainly the skill sets that we have as an individual contributor, while there certainly are aspects of that that will continue on, they begin to take less priority. And it's essential that we focus on other aspects as well, too. And so we're going to dig into that. I think really one of the questions that I would leave for aspiring leaders, what do you think the key thing is for you to first do when you become a leader? What's essential to make to set the foundation for success? And then I would ask those that are currently in leadership, what or the thing that you thought when you were stepping in, how is that even aligned with where things are now? What would you tell those that are aspiring leaders, what would you tell them that would be the most essential thing for them to focus on? I think I'd be curious to get an understanding of this. We have different types of surveys that we'll put out with these questions. I think we sent one out last week. We'd love your contributions and feedback on those, but that's how we start to integrate and have conversations about this. Be really curious to hear your thoughts, and you can certainly DM us as well to share that feedback, and we'll be sure to incorporate that in our next conversation. So that's what you can expect from the topic individual contributor to leader next week.
So if you're only listening and you're not watching, the podcast is also going to be available on our YouTube channel. And the link to that will be on our LinkedIn page. So if hearing our voices is not enough, you can see us there. Be sure you click the subscribe button so that you'll always get the updates. Especially important also if you don't hate us. And if you liked what you heard today, be sure to subscribe on wherever you hear your podcast. You know, iTunes, Spotify, it's going to be available on all of the platforms. And before we close, I do have yet another surprise for you. I know you like these.
We love surprises.
I do. Don't we? I do. I love surprises.
Okay. So, all right. Hit us with it.
So I thought it would be fun to have a couple of interesting little random questions to ask our guests at the end of the episode.
And you're going to start with me?
I'm going to start with you. You're the guinea pig. So, okay. And I got to tell you, I got some really funny ones. And then some that are kind of benign. So I'll start with those. I'll take it easy on you.
Can I use ChatGPT to help inform?
No, you cannot. Question? No, okay. You cannot, because these are personal questions.
Okay.
Okay. Let me look at my questions and see here. Okay. Are you a window seat or an aisle guy?
I'm an aisle guy. I need to be able to stretch my legs out when possible.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm going to ask you two more questions.
Look, can I just say there are some times, Mary, that I get stuck with the middle seats. Like I'll get upgraded to premium or not first class, but premium cabin. And I always get stuck in the middle seat. I hate that. I'd rather just have an aisle seat a few rows back. I don't know why that is. If you can figure out that reason and then get back with me, I would really appreciate it.
I can help you. I don't do the middle seat, and I always get stuck between people where I can't. Neither one of them will let me have the armrest. So that would kill me. Okay. Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Not in public, although true confession, I do have, matter of fact, I'm wearing these today in the office.
That's very professional footwear.
Yes. Well, that's right. I mean, this is casual day. They're called, are they UFOs? Oh, I like it.
Yeah, they got bubbles
I'm not
on the
going
back.
To go outside. I'm at my home office today.
Yeah.
All that being said, there are times when I'll play ping pong with my daughter and I need to have shoes on. I'm wearing socks. So sometimes I will have socks on when I put these on. It looks kind of awkward. I'll do that and I'll go check the mail with them as well too, just to try to get my kids embarrassed and those types of things, but not out in
percent. I mean, that's the perfect reason to embarrass your children.
That's right.
I one time bought a blanket that a big giant blanket with a giant kitty cat on it to keep myself warm at Liam's baseball games when he was in Little League, just to embarrass him. And he didn't hate it. So that backfired on me. Okay, last question. And you know, you're always going to get this question from me because I'm a music person. What was your very first concert you went to? Whether it was with your parents or as a teenager?
I am not 100% sure, but the one that comes to mind is Huey Lewis in the News and the Tower of Power. So playing trumpet, really love the bands that have the horn lines that go in addition with them. Tower of Power is always one of my favorites. And so I remember going and seeing them. I think they were at Barton back in the day. So Barton Coliseum, Mary, your eyes are looking at me. I guess you wouldn't know. You're not from Little Rock. It's a very small place that's been since closed down. So that's my story and I'm sticking with it.
All right. Yeah. And so just for everybody who doesn't know this, Chad lives in Little Rock, Arkansas. I live in Austin.
It's the secondary metropolis of pharmaceutical industry. Everybody knows that.
Okay. I live in Austin, Texas. I grew up in Texarkana, Texas, which is twice as nice. It's half in Arkansas and half in Texas. I was from the Texas side. So like we're crosstown rivals.
That's right. That's right. And yet I'm still graciously deciding to partner with Mary even yet. So thanks for obliging, Mary. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for obliging my random questions. I'll let you continue as you were getting ready to sign us off here.
So really, again, thanks so much for hopping on, taking a listen to this. I hope that you will stick with us as we get into some really important topics, everything from how to have certain conversations with your direct reports to interviewing, the whole gamut, how you navigate conversations cross-functionally, et cetera, managing your manager, tons of things, again, with guests as well. This is supposed to be a resource for you and for me. I don't have all the answers as a leader. Mary doesn't have all the answers. She thinks she does. But I think that we both still want to learn. And that's really what I want to leave you with. Remember, leaders don't develop in isolation. They develop together. So leaders leading leaders, leaders learning from leaders with us. We hope you join us on our adventures. So thanks so much. Look forward to visiting with you next time.